Second here. Hi everybody, welcome to the live stream. I'm gonna amp up the output a little bit because I have a better connection today. I'm very relaxed. One of our sons is cutting teeth, so I was up last night. I had baby duty. A lot of people forget that about me. I'm still going through the sleepless conundrum of babies. So, you know, it's really important that you let your wife get as much sleep as you possibly can, because that's when women have meltdowns, is when they don't sleep enough. Because, like, babies need women all the time, just always going for breast. And so in the middle of the night, you know, Charlie was up every half hour last night, so I was on it, and I fell asleep, and I for like a minute, and I woke up to Charlie trying to bite my nipple, and it was very emasculating. I finally know what it feels like to be any man in New York or L.A. Just mad. All right, hi. So we're gonna talk today about the art of relaxation, because it's important to relax. I'm starting to realize that. You know, I'm not drinking beers these days. I'm having some coffee right now. So I think it's all about the hammock. And it's also all about, you know, women. But there really is something to it where you you just look around at what is right around you and really get into that. I don't know. Someone just said babble. All right, well, you're banned for life. I need to ban way more people. I don't like having this big of an audience. It freaks me out. The Jews are getting restless. Like, for example, yeah, what do we got here? So right now, I'm currently going through the teething process of a baby, and I also have a three-year-old that loves to party with me and wrestle and all that. I'm a farmer, and I'm a comedian that constantly gets trolled by media from all sides. So that's why I'm really into relaxation. Like, for example, the Times of Israel just said, there's a new Jew hater in town, Owen Benjamin. Yeah. If you read it, it's the guy's name's Dexter Van Zyle. You should just shorten it to Vile. Dexter Vile. I don't even care. I was reading part of it. It's so dumb. It's like listening to people squirm with lies is not relaxing. It just isn't relaxing at all. And these people, they spend their whole day trying to figure out who hates them. And then they lie and slander people that just make fun of them. So that more people hate them. It's a terrible cycle. And people are like, why are you obsessed about this shit? Well, you know, they attack me all the time as I'm just trying to get some sleep. But I don't care. It's silly. All they can really do is take away your money and your name. And those things don't really matter anyway. Okay, I think I have proof that Michelle Obama is a dude. Look at that. Listen. I've worked hard at the gym in the past. You know, hard. That back is tough. That back is a back of a dude. Oh, and you can write to me paypal.me/feedthebear. I'm gonna read all of them tonight because I really don't like yesterday. I didn't get to very many, and so today I absolutely am setting aside time to read all of them. They feed on victimization, hence the Holocaust. Well, they're just, I'm just done giving them attention. I wasn't even going to show this, Because I have more of a reach than the Times of Israel. I looked it up. I Googled it, another Jewish-run organization, print with fake printed money. Oh, I have to correct a few things from yesterday as well, but it has 2 million impressions a month. That's the Times of Israel. I get more than that, and I'm banned from everything with no... Not only do I not get the fake printed money, I'm not allowed to make money in any normal way. So no one cares, apparently, at all about them. That's why I'm just done giving them attention. I just thought that was funny. All right, so two things I have to fix from yesterday. All right, so it's worshiping the goat was when things went bad in Leviticus. Putting your sins on the goat wasn't what I was talking about. It was worshiping the goat. This is why I don't like to get into theology, because these details do matter. But my point was still fairly valid, but I think I described it wrong. And old Adolf Hitler didn't want a gold-backed currency. Apparently, he wanted a labor-backed currency, which I guess makes him a good guy. I'm just kidding. I just think anybody who wants a currency, I don't know. It's like you're dancing with some real powerful forces at that point. And no one's ever going to convince me that Adolf Hitler was a good guy simply because of the things he did to the Slavs in Russia. And he didn't have any children, and he didn't marry his girlfriend, and he was a vegetarian. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, you know, there's a lot of reasons that you could say he was a bad guy. But apparently the Times of Israel thinks I'm the bad guy because they can't take a joke, even though they can start a bunch of wars. I have no problem with the existence of Israel. I just don't want to fight in their wars anymore. You know, I have sons. I'm not going to let Ben Shapiro start a war and then have my son go fight it. No. So stop. We don't need your fake money and we don't need your pornos. And the guilt and the shame doesn't work anymore. So this Playboy bunny just murdered her psychiatrist. And it dawned on me that the psychiatrist is the modern handler. Where, think about how it works. You got Sigmund Freud. He starts this thing. Instead of a Catholic priest for confession, you confess your sins to a psychiatrist, and they document it. And not only do they not tell you it's bad, they just give you drugs. And so then these dudes have all the sins of these famous people for blackmail. It's very interesting stuff. So then this chick freaked out, chopped his dick off, and put him in a trunk of... See, this is why I can't relax very easily. Put him in the trunk of her car and left it at the Hoover Dam. Yeah. So none of that is good for relaxing. All right. You guys having a good time? Everyone's having fun. Owen, is your father a Jew? His mother, I think, was technically a Jew and then converted to Catholicism. But he was raised Catholic. I don't think that it's a race. I think that's retarded. It's a religion based on spite, revenge, and racial superiority. I don't know. I'm done with it, dude. I can't do it anymore. I find them exhausting, and I'm just trying to relax. You know, I'm not drinking anymore for a bit. So I can't numb the Jewish annoyance with alcohol, so I just can't think about it anymore. So please don't, just try not to get me to try and figure out what they're up to or what the hell they're even talking about. I am going to make fun of Shapiro on this, though, because that guy's a little prick, but it's not because he's Jew. I mean, it probably has something to do with it, but he's just terrible. Owen Benjamin, Art Before the Horse, available exclusively, I'm a very smart boy named Owen, exclusively at unauthorized.tv. Check it out. It's quite good. Unless you hate good. Bono's partner in socially responsible investment firm is charged in college fraud scandal after paying $250,000 to USC, hiring a man to take his son's exam, and photoshopping boy into football photos. Now that doesn't sound very socially responsible. I'm only, of course, these people are all hypocrites and psychopaths. That's not why I'm bringing this up. These stories are just constant at this point, and that's not good for relaxation. I'm bringing it up because Bono is starting to look like Ozzy Osbourne. I think he's out of adrenochrome. Look at his face. Like, when these celebrities start aging, like, you know, they'll look like they're 20 until they're 60, and then they look just like a demon within a week. And that's because they ran out of their special juice. It's pretty gross. Here's something that's good for relaxation. A child only educated in school is an uneducated child. That's why we're homeschooling. Classical conversations. Because now that I can't use booze to land the plane, I have to like talk about things with you guys that are just a little more relaxing than Jews. So I've just been spending a lot of time looking for things that are just nicer to talk about. You know? Like this. That's me and my boy in the hammock today. That's relaxing. This is funny. Better call NASA and tell them there's only going to be 7 planets after I destroy Uranus. It's Joe Biden touching Beta O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke, a fourth-generation Irish immigrant, calls himself a Hispanic name to get political power. It's all ending. The whole American empire is literally coming to a screeching halt. That's not relaxing. I get it. It's not a relaxing topic. But it is when you realize that it's become pretty evil and it's about time to just fall apart. You know, a nice landing. So get a nice neighborhood where you know your neighbors. Get yourself some weapons and grow your own food. Pray to God and you know, everything will be fine. Or it won't. You know, who knows? Check this out. Hi, I'm Benjamin. Your video 482, proof Ben Shapiro is worse than Hitler, was flagged by us at YouTube community. Upon review, we have placed restrictions on how the video will be shown. Please note that your video will continue to be available on YouTube. We believe in the principles of free speech, even when that speech is unpopular or potentially offensive to some viewers, Jews. However, YouTube doesn't allow hate speech. There's no definition of hate speech. Or content that promotes or incites violence. I've never done that once. In fact, the video is all about not going to another unnecessary war. In some cases, flag videos that do not clearly breach the community guidelines, but whose content is potentially controversial or offensive, may remain up with some features disabled. Yeah. How about the fact that it was overwhelmingly liked and the comments were awesome and they took away all the comments or the ability to share it or the ability to have it in recommended videos after it got like 130,000 views in like 4 days. And so then they showed how non-Hitlerian Ben Shapiro is by censoring someone calling him Hitlerian. And by the way, my point was not that he was Jewish. It was that he's constantly trying to start wars with lies. And so if anyone is trying to start violence using hate speech, it's Ben Shapiro. Here is little Ben Shapiro on Joe Rogan today, trying to set fire to the American flag. By the way, the flag is 3 feet off the ground. That's an actual picture of Ben Shapiro. He is a midget. Look at his beady little eyes. His jacket's too big for him because he wants to be a big boy, but he can't. And then, of course, you have the giant horns on the wall with a faded American flag and then a little boy with a little toy gun. These are Judeo-DMT values. What a little worm. So I guess Joe Rogan is a neocon this week. And then next week, depending on who he will be on, he may be a, you know, LGBT. Such a fag. The art of relaxation. Ben looks like a guy, AI clone. Yeah, he lives in a tree. He lives in a little tree. All right, so this is the deal. It's all about relaxing. Oh man, this coffee's good. I do miss the beers though. Don't get me wrong. But it's time to take a breather on the beers. Some piano. Piano is always very relaxing. There's something funny about the violin. You know, Ben Shapiro plays the violin. Oh, I wish you were here. I was a really good violin player when I was a kid, and then I had to quit because my hands got too big. It's an instrument for women and homosexuals and midgets. I'm dead serious. I can show you awards. I was an all-state, all-county for sure. I think I was all-state. I was the winner of solo competitions. I used to love listening to Paganini. I was a little violin player. And then I hit puberty, unlike Ben Shapiro. And so I quit playing the violin because my hands were literally too big for the violin. And that's why he's so good at it. And I'm not, because he's a little faggot. Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof. Exactly. All right, let's play some really relaxing music.
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. There is no pain.
My voice is a little off. One of my faves. Oh, and thanks, buddy. Oh, I love that song.
Relax.
And then it goes,
can you stand up? Na, 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 na. There is.
That's too high for my voice.
There is.
So, well, that's about heroin. I don't know. It's also about when people stop asking you about Jews. It's so stupid. Such a stupid group of little people. Why are you obsessed with Jews? On yeah, the Times of Israel just slandered me today with lies. As soon as the Times of Holland slanders me, I'll be mad at the Dutch. They just hate anyone that doesn't hate themselves. That's just the reality. If you don't show like legitimate self-hatred, they're like, oh, what is up with this guy? Hi, Big B. Enjoy most of the streams, but want to share this as it puts all that you have said together. This is spot on and is biblical and also shows how many Christians are getting tricked with the Hebrew Roots movement. Watch all of it if you can. I think you will love it. Keep in mind the building of the third temple by the Sanhedrin. Oh, I've watched a lot of that stuff, man. I'm too exhausted for it. I got a baby right now. And, you know, I have to stay up with the baby some nights so my wife can sleep. And the last thing I want to read about or listen to is the Jews' construction plans of another temple where they can sacrifice just animals and people and just burn things and just cut their dicks off. I mean, I can't even, but that's the last thing I want to talk about. I need alcohol to talk about the Jews, or else it's just so exhausting. Hey, Big Bear, being a fan, I'm kidding. I'm only about 4 foot tall, but stood at 5'10 before I was shot and paralyzed by an inner city chimpanzee heroin addict. Would appreciate it if I could have your respect at my paralysis height. Of course. Now, you're over 6 feet if you're this strong in a wheelchair. You've gained 3 inches from your 5'10 in my mind. You can still have a sense of humor after being shot by some animal. The honey is for the pond you will dig so Charlie and Walter can go fishing. God bless the family, George, and all the animals, even the ones that may get eaten. Sincerely, Paraplegic Bear. You're over 6 feet in my mind, Paraplegic Bear. You're the best. Not sure how it works, but keep this one to yourself, please, okay? A lot of people are promoting smoking pot. I think it's part of the bread and circus along with opioids, alcohol, porn, etc. I personally think that pot sedates us and subversive legislators want us on the drip. Yeah, I'm not for pot. Do what you want, but the original herb of pot, when people are like, yeah, why wouldn't God want us smoking weed if it's made by the earth? Yeah, that's not what weed is anymore. It's been bred and messed with and genetically modified to the point where it's literally like a strong drug now. If you can find actual old school, you know, what they call it, Mexican tobacco or something, go for it. You know, I've been told it's closer to like tea. But what they're selling now in these dispensaries is not natural. It's like saying that the chickens they use at KFC is just what God wants us to eat. That's absurd. And of course it's to, alcohol I was using to medicate my mind. So, and I'm not being a fucking hypocrite because I'm not drinking right now. I'm not going to say I'm not drinking again. I'm just saying I'm cleaning up until I can figure out, you know, a better system or my life gets less chaotic. It just wasn't good for me. It was affecting things. And yeah, I get happy and giggly when I drink. Helps me land the plane. But that isn't an excuse. You know, just because I don't kill people when I'm drunk or get real mean doesn't mean it isn't like a crutch. And when I have to work this much and deal with you-know-who attacking me in the media and a baby crying all night, I just can't afford to be hungover at all. Tiny asshole Toe Rogan swears by it. Progressive shithole states are pushing it along with opiates. What do you think about pot? I think it's a fruit punch with cyanide. Thanks for everything. This is why I know weed's worse than alcohol. Because if you go to Denver, there's a million places to buy weed, and you have to go to special stores to buy beer. Because beer is associated with men landing the plane. And pot is associated with homosexuals taking in their ass, their mouth, and anywhere they can get it. So watch out for anything that's promoted in like LA or Denver. And in Denver, it's easier to get weed than beer. So that tells you something. ABB, sorry about your buddy's suicide. I've been there multiple times and it's rough. Hindsight is 20/20. And many times the signs are there. This is not very relaxing. No, I'll read it, buddy. My senior year, my good friend shot himself 17 on a cocktail of antidepressants. I can only hear Peterson now. Take your damn lobster pills, eh? Exactly. Every day at lunch, he sat beside me. We dated two girls who were inseparable best friends. The day he died, I was the last one he was with. We played Xbox like two kids would. And I got his last phone call while he was in a manic state. I can only assume it's from the pills. 4 years later, another best friend hung himself. Incredible musician, self-taught drums, piano, and guitar. Got his girlfriend pregnant our senior year. She aborted. It ate him up. For years after that, and he constantly fought an agnostic crisis of faith. But when he died, our favorite band, that not so coincidentally was the catalyst to our beginning friendship, released an album. And I know he'd still be alive if it was there for him to hear. All right, I'm going to read the rest of this later. This is not very relaxing, but it's beautiful. You sound like a wonderful person. I just, I got to, you know. Hey, Big Bear, I just wanted to share another hilarious argument for why we obviously, I wasn't cutting you off, by the way. It's so tragic. I just, that's a bad way for me to land the plane, but it's very, very real, and I'm so sorry for your loss. And yeah, I wish he had found, you know, life before that, obviously. Hey, Big Bear, I just wanted to share another hilarious argument for why we obviously never went to the moon. So I was doing my own research, and I searched, how long does it take to get to the moon? Any guesses? I thought it'd be like 3 months or more. No, it's only 3 days, and the trip is 240,000 miles. So that would mean the space shuttle is traveling more than 3,000 miles per hour through the vacuum of space. That's faster than most fighter jets' top speed. So when people say, it's only hard to go back, I'm just like, it only takes 3 days to get there. That's a weekend road trip. Also, oh yeah, and also, by the way, for people being like, yeah, but you could travel that fast. Any space junk, like one screw, if you're going 3,000 miles an hour and another screw is going 3,000 miles an hour from another direction, that will go through your ship and everyone on board it, even if you have like 5 feet of lead. And by the way, the space, apparently, allegedly, is full of junk that they can't track. Just... it's like, oh yeah, they could fly around the space junk. No, apparently they have to fly at a certain time through the Van Allen belt around this weird thing for the magnetic. It's like, no, it's all nonsense, and we all know it. And also, I finally convinced my wife that we should leave the city of Austin for a small mountain town in Tennessee. Hallelujah. Number 12 Bear. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Tell Rogan that his bike he left on the stove behind you is going to be towed if he doesn't pick it up soon. I'm going to give it to Sidekick Bear. Sidekick Bear is coming back tomorrow. Hey, Owen, I was thinking, even though Shapiro is a pretentious promo code dumpster pumper, even though Alex Jones is Bill Hicks, and even though Crowder believes in the moon landing, I think that even these figures in the quote-unquote truth movement aren't being 100% authentic and are in some way controlled opposition or just afraid to speak out about men in tiny hats. You think? I feel like they still serve a purpose in the grand scheme of things. Everyone serves a purpose in the grand scheme of things. Come on. In my experience, listening to people like Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, or Chunky Berger, and Anal Capsicum from TYT can lead you to logos in a roundabout way. Yeah, but not intentionally. It's like I've had moments where I've talked to homeless people that have led me to thoughts just because they tried to strangle me or something. That's not an endorsement to someone's character, that just because they lie about the most important issues, they aren't good to listen to. Sorry, buddy, but you're dead off on that one. You sound like a good guy where you're like, listen, they serve a purpose. You know, they'll say very obvious things like abortion is bad and men have penises and women have vaginas. But just because they avoid talking about the obvious monkey in the room, the elephant in the room, that has led to war. Oh, I'll show you something really interesting. Check this out. Hang on. I'm just going to show you a real quick image here. Nothing is more annoying than people that pretend to be badass, like punks, but yet they'll talk about nothing that actually is controversial. Okay, look at this. Look at this little graph. See the graph? That's our national debt in trillions of dollars since 1940. You see in 1940 how it's at zero? And then in 2005, by the way, right there it ends at eight. It's now almost three times bigger than this biggest part here. Okay, so it started really picking up around 1945. I thought we won the war. According to my calculations, America won World War II, but according to this, America lost World War II. because right around 1945, we started taking on an amount of debt that we'll never be able to pay. And that's reality. By the way, that's three times bigger than the biggest one in this. This ends in 2005. It's gone. It's over. Our monetary system's shot. It's done. There's no way to go back. And it all happened around 1945. Let me put my thinking cap on for a second. What else happened around that time? Hang on. It's going to take me a while to think this one through. Hang on. What else happened around then? It's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't quite get there. I don't know what it is. It might be a mental block. Maybe I'm being paid by CRTV, so I just can't quite place it, guys. But there's something going. I thought we won the war. When a country wins the biggest war in the world, why would they lose all their money and go into crippling debt forever? I don't know, guys. It really feels like something else happened there. And the thing that bothers me about people that won't, and it's not even a big deal. It's not all Jews. Obviously, I addressed this yesterday. And of course, I got the same people being like, you're letting the Jews off the hook. Yeah, because I'm not blaming an entire group of people on a small amount of people's crimes. Of course not. It's like, oh, you're a sellout. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, that was me today in the Israel Times. What about you? What about you? You really ruffling the feathers? Little boy in your basement? No, it isn't all the Jews. That's a ridiculous statement. People just want to blame it on one group so that they don't have to admit that they bought into it, that their grandparents, their parents, everyone's just taking all that free shit, watching the porn. Ugh. No, it's not that Israel drained our banks. It's that a satanic alliance was formed, and it's worldwide. And it happened right after World War II, and it's sucked us dry. And a lot of them reside in Israel, interestingly enough. It's all good, though. Not my fight. It isn't. My fight is to breed healthy, strong children, raise them well, speak truth, pray to God, be healthy, stay alive, garden, pay my taxes. Someone's like, oh, so now it's ungodly to not pay your taxes? Yeah, go ahead and find a piece of land without a nation or a government. And then don't own anything. And then you cannot pay taxes. Good luck. Or you first. Go ahead and just stop paying your taxes. And you go do what you think you need to do. And then we'll see who wins in the end. Yeah, of course you should pay your taxes. It's like, yeah, but that's a good... The government will just come and put you in prison. Vox ran that with his dad. Don't go against the United States government. You'll lose. Why would you do that? You go against your own heart. That's the reality. It's the reality, guys. And it's godly to do that. It's in the Bible. And someone's like, yeah, well, Jesus Christ flipped over. I'm like, are you Jesus Christ? Are you without sin? It's unreal. It's unreal how people just talk all this shit behind a keyboard. It's like the hard reality is it's just about living a good life. I just talk about this stuff because I'm interested in who rules me. Because as a comedian, that's who I'm supposed to make fun of. You know, comedians are supposed to mock those with power over you. That's my job. Now, if you're like, the head of HR of some company, don't do what I do. It's not your job. If you're like the sheriff or something, don't run around mocking Jews. It's my job. I find out who has power, who has control, and then I mock them fearlessly. And that, oddly, is me maintaining social order. But some people are too fucking dumb to realize how life works. All right. Michael, any day now I'll be having the birth of my first child, a boy, first try. Nice. Thank you so much for being one of the very, very first people bringing forth Logos. I'm not. Oh, very few people. I thought you were saying first. I was about to say, no, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, just talking about it now, because a lot of people aren't talking about it because it requires some uncomfortable discussions. Logos on the rise. It is. And I believe Logos, one of the reasons Logos is on the rise is because the nonsense world is falling apart. I used to like Ben Shapiro. I used to think he was great. Can you imagine? Because I hadn't seen the horrors yet. I hadn't seen what, and everyone's starting to see it. You know, like Russia collusion, all this stuff. Remember weapons of mass destruction? That came straight from Netanyahu's mouth. You know, and everyone just forgives him, moves on. And now he's like talking about Iran having weapons of mass destruction. And if you criticize it, listen, I'm all about you. I make mistakes more than anybody. I make mistakes all the time. But if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're just a coward. I thought Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I thought that was a good war at the time. They didn't. So who told us that? Benjamin Netanyahu did. Okay, well, now Benjamin Netanyahu is saying Iran has weapons of mass destruction. So we should take a little time to think it over this time, or else we deserve it. As they say, us old timers used to say, once bitten, twice shy. Or fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Very true. I'm a college student constantly surrounded by stupidity. I used to be mad at leftist professors, but I'm starting to just see them as children. Nice. That's a good level. I like that. As social slaves to ideology, they're just so far gone, it's sad. I know you hate psychologists, but as a vet, I don't hate all psychologists. But as a vet with a cognitive tissue disorder, I have to find a way to support my family, and farming isn't easy on the bones. I don't hate psychiatrists. I hate psychiatrists that fuck with people. But because of you, there will be at least one psychologist trying to bring families back together and towards Christ. Sweet. Something the atheist I was only a few years ago would have scoffed at. Thank you so much for helping me see the truth. Oh, and if as a vet, I'm sure you see that the only real vets that make it through the hell are believe. You know, it's from my life, it's impossible to be a fractured vet and make it without belief. I've never seen it, but I have seen people not completely, but recover and function and live a good life with belief from being a fractured vet. I have a moral injury, as we have called it. There's no other way. Pills don't do it. Hey, Big Bear, I just want to drop a little honey in the pot and encourage you to keep up the good fight. As young men appreciate seeing someone have a backbone that's forged by desire to speak truth. Here's a poem that my buddy wrote for the Bears. Hope you enjoy it. I wonder what happened to this world of mine. It's spinning. They tell me on some sort of spine. But I'm curious if that somehow is made up news. And it really all revolves around a few rich Jews. I'm not saying that Russia colluded or Hillary kills, but who always benefits from our oil spills? And when the old men make wars and young men die, it's the poor people at home, not the rich that cry. It's strangely dangerous to tell your story if it's about some mansion-based Obama orgy. And the fact they want hidden are coming to light. And the facts they want hidden are coming to light. Will we secretly wonder if Hitler was right? I'm not promoting genocide or wiping out a race. I'm just saying that some should be put in their place so that one day we could sit in comfort on our warm church pews without fear that our money is being printed by you-know-who. That was brilliant. I love that. So true. You know, Hitler's actions, especially after a certain year, were absolutely not right. But he was pushed into the war and, you know, they were trying to use economic sanctions to destroy Germany. Fact. I just, I don't like when people want to, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Trying to relax, trying to land the plane without booze. You are a, Ben Shapiro, quote unquote, the most anti-Semitic thing you can say to a Jew is that he's Israel first. Ben Shapiro actually said that on Twitter a few years ago. So saying obvious reality, like, and then you'll see the same Jews say, like, we're Israel first. Upside down. Upside down. Good evening, Owen. It's Knitting Mama Bear. I love the pics of the kids. They're so beautiful. Michael Knowles read the poem. This poem today, it made me think of Ursa Manor. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast, a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray, a tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow is lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by tools like me, but only God can make a tree. I love what you do. May God bless you and yours. Thank you very much. I like that poem. I think I like the one about the Jews a little more, but I like that one too, though. You know, Knowles is a good dude. You know, he's got a few blind spots, obviously, but whatever. I don't even care. I'm almost going to start, like, enjoying people that won't address the Jews. I need my stress level to just stay real low. Just, you know, or else, how am I supposed to land the plane? You know, I think not drinking is going to really help me just stay away from just horrifying realities. Because what am I going to do? Just get all stressed out about the little hat brigade? Then the plane doesn't land. And I'm going to have another sleepless night. I can feel it. Hello, Big B. Hello from DJ in the UK. Love your work and story. Keep fighting the good fight. By the way, Hitler did nothing wrong. I mean, that's a stretch, but I like the theme. For those of you just tuning in, they may have seen my propaganda against me. I'm not a fan of Adolf Hitler. Just thought everyone should know that, but I'm also not a fan of Churchill or FDR or Stalin. That was all a big money grab at the expense of lives. Expensive lives. War profiteers, my friends. Hitler was dressed the best. Before you had money and could buy food, now you can grow food, and I think you were better off. Plus, ARs can be used for hunting. Most deer hunting is about 300 yards or less, so keep living the good life. I feel you, buddy. I feel you. I'm working on it. These fools saying don't pay taxes. Jesus said, exactly. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. That's Logos, boys and girls. Exactly. I should have brought that up. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. Give to God what is God's. Don't, like, pay your taxes. What, do you want the money? How about you don't, you know, waste it? Yeah, no, it drives me crazy what we pay taxes on, but it's like, I've thought about all this shit. You know, what gets you killed? What gets you killed for a good reason? What gets you killed pointlessly? You know, you stop paying taxes, you go to jail, your family gets destroyed. For what? People are like, wow, what did he stand for? He wanted more of his money. Really? Why? I don't know. He said that the taxes were gay. Now, there's things to die for, but taxes are definitely not one of them. And every land has a pharaoh, you know? And don't, why would you just piss off the pharaoh? There's no reason. That's how you survive. You know, intact. You think now is bad? There's been times that it's been fucking insanity where the darkness is really taking over. That's why the way that they got people in the gulags and in the camps and in the executed what the Bolsheviks had to do first was they had to break the community, you know, because when they take you, they need to have your neighbors look away. And that's the only time they can take you. If you have relationships with your neighbors, your family, all that, that's what they're scared of. That's what's holding true tyranny back, is familial and neighborhood relationships. You'd be surprised how powerful that is. That's more powerful than an AR-15. is having people know you and vouch for you and say, hey, why are you taking that guy? He's a good guy. And then they go, oh, and they run back into the shadows. And so that's that. Our Constitution is meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. Doesn't mean shit. Piece of paper. It's an agreement between people that you can just burn. Want to know what means something? Community fabric. I'm landing the plane, guys. I'm tired. Love thy neighbor. Always love thy neighbor. Your neighbor is more important than all of this political nonsense. You don't know what the hell they're really fighting about. You don't know if really, you know, Beto O'Rourke and Chuck Schumer and, you know, Nancy Pelosi are all just butt fucking, you know, Ben Shapiro. I mean, you literally don't know. Constitution is community. Now it's a piece of paper. It's already been violated so much that at this point, if you think the Constitution means anything, you're retarded. Look at the Fourth Amendment. Like, it's so violated. Like, the fact that in my state, there's a limit to how many rounds you're allowed in your magazine. There's no Second Amendment. The right to bear arms. What does that mean? They've now whittled it down to where they get to decide what arms. It's over. YouTube just hate speech me. It's like, yeah, it's a private company. No, it isn't. We don't live in a free market. People can print unlimited money and support any company they want. Check out yesterday's episode. When Alta Vista wasn't playing ball, they printed unlimited money to create Google. When MySpace wasn't playing ball, they printed unlimited money to create Facebook. That's what they do. So there is no free market. So YouTube is not a company. Netflix loses billions a year. Why does it exist? To promote family-destroying values. It's the whole point. There's no free market. There's no real business. Like YouTube is not a real business. It gets free printed money, debt-based money. There's not. So when people are like, well, you got to let the private company. There is no. It's not a private company. This is global. This gets surged with unlimited money to do the will of the masters. So it's already over. It's all good. Barry, did you see that hit piece? I did. I didn't read it, though. I read like a little bit of it, but it was so just so pathetic. And no one even reads that paper anyway. Times of Israel. It's not written backwards in like gibberish script. And the funniest thing is yesterday I was being nice about the Jews, and then they had to – I think that pissed them off. I think they were like, oh, he's starting to forgive us. We have to really stick it to him. That's why I'm not even going to talk about him anymore. Because when you forgive them at all, they get extra mad. They're like, oh, no, you gotta seriously like stay mad or else we don't know what to do. George is amazing. I've been taking him to this doggy daycare place where he gets to play with big dogs. And he is so relaxed and happy. Always remember, none of this really matters. Saskatchewan Pirate Bear. Only if you'd like to pitch this. If you'd like to take a break, Rocking Mr. E could use the traffic on YouTube. We have discussions about much of the same things, including Christianity. Sweet. This does matter. It just, I don't know, I got to land the plane. Relaxing video of grizzly bears. Nice. All right. So unauthorized.tv. I wasn't even going to do a stream tonight because I'm so insanely tired. Teething baby. Oh, I'm not talking about the Times of Israel. I actually have a teething baby. I can see how you'd be mistaken that I was referring to the Times of Israel. But no, an actual teething baby. So I have several teething babies, metaphorically and literally, around me. So I sent you a super chat. Yeah, I didn't get to a bunch of them. That's the deal. If you want to be upset about it, go somewhere else. I'm not your fucking monkey. I'm exhausted. So I did a stream anyway just to maintain consistency, let you guys know everything's good. but I'm so tired I can barely talk. Real men do cocaine, says Flat Earth Crypto. That's pretty funny. I had a poem for you, but it was too long to... Do you think babies are real? Dude, I was up with a baby all night. He tried to suck my nipple. It was really emasculating. Just last thing, when people say that you're a Jew hater, where is it? There's a new Jew hater in town, Owen Benjamin. The biggest trick the Jew ever pulled was convincing the world that you could switch in and out Israeli political decisions with Jew and vice versa. So if you're upset at a Jew, like Ben Shapiro, and someone says, oh, that means you hate Israel, and you're like, no, I hate Ben Shapiro right now. He's literally stealing from me as we speak. Look at his little hand in my pocket. And then if you say, oh, I don't like that Israel's trying to get us to fight a war. And they go, oh, it means you hate Jews. We all see the shell game, guys. It's so pathetically obvious for an ancient tribe known for being magicians and sorcery. You got to come up with a third shell so you can go like this. Because that one isn't really cutting it. Everyone knows I don't hate Jews. That's retarded. I mean, some I obviously do. They're very annoying, but, you know, whatever. All right, hit the like button and share. Hugepianist.com if you want to do a monthly donation. That way I can figure out what kind of budgets I have to shoot original content that isn't just live streaming. Unauthorized.tv. It's all, you can just watch everything on there for free, but there is the new special. Become a member on there, or you can watch any of these streams on there for free because they will be there in the future. I'm going to start stepping out of YouTube as soon as I can. I just don't feel comfortable here anymore. I don't like their shitty attitude. And paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to do a one-time donation. Oh, he says he doesn't care about money, and then he asks for money. Nope, that's not the way it goes, guys. I've been obviously put in a position where I can't make any of the free money being printed by these fun fellas. So they squeeze you and your family into a position where you can't survive without people that like you directly helping you. And people are more than happy to do so. And that's called consent. It's called America. That's right. So if you don't want to, don't. If you do, do. But just know that that isn't like, please give me money. Everyone knows what it is. I'm just, for the idiots that read those people are going to write those comments and then idiots will read it and be like, yeah, why is he asking for money? Because if not, this dies. And so, whatever, I'm going to bed. I'm landing the plane without booze. I thought it went well, you know? It's all about relaxing. You know, the best way to relax is don't read the Times of Israel. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.